Maricopa County under fire for appointing more Democrat than Republican poll workers. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 13, 2022. The Republican National Committee, RNC, is demanding answers from Maricopa County officials after they appointed fewer Republican poll workers than Democrats, despite a legal obligation to have an equal number of poll workers, according to a letter obtained by Breitbart News. Arizona law requires election officials to hire an equal number of Republican and Democrat election inspectors at all voting locations. However, Maricopa County, which was the focus of several lawsuits and a contested recount stemming from the 2020 presidential election, hired over 100 more Democrat poll workers than Republicans during its August primary elections. While Maricopa County hired 857 Democrat poll workers, the county only had 712 Republicans. In a letter sent to Maricopa County Attorney's Office, Eric H. Spencer, who works for a firm that represents the RNC with respect to oversight of Arizona election administration, demanded answers about the disparity in poll workers. Although Maricopa County Republican Committee Chairwoman Mickey Nyland provided the county with a list of several hundred Republican poll worker names ahead of the primary election, the letter revealed that 11 vote centers ended up with no GOP election inspectors at all. Spencer also highlighted a significant disparity between political parties and the central processing boards utilized at the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, MCTEC, during the primary. Only 10 Republican poll workers ended up in the receiving/inspection boards, compared to 58 Democrats. This disparity would violate the state's election procedures manual, which requires each central board to be comprised of two members of different political parties. The RNC is requesting a written explanation as to why an equal number of Republican poll workers were not appointed for the primary and why the county did not utilize the list of names Chairwoman Nyland provided. Further, the RNC requested any written documentation that demonstrates the county's efforts to hire Republican poll workers at the 11 voting locations in question. The letter also revealed that Maricopa County required some poll workers to make multi-day or multi-week commitments and work long or late hours. Rigorous working conditions are not uncommon during an election, but the county has artificially limited its pool of board workers, especially Republican board workers, by refusing to allow more manageable shifts, Spencer wrote. The RNC is also requesting an answer as to why the county could not provide greater flexibility for work hours in light of the substantial Republican volunteer workforce ready and willing to serve. The letter to Maricopa County comes after the RNC pressed Kalamazoo, Michigan, for hiring 132 Democrats compared to 60 Republicans, and Flint, Michigan, for hiring just 27 Republicans compared to 442 Democrats. The RNC demanded a response from Maricopa County officials no later than September 16. Spencer wrote, "It is critical that the county provide this information as soon as possible, and no later than September 16, in order to assure the RNC and countless stakeholders that the requisite number of Republican workers will be recruited, trained, and assigned to all locations and positions for the forthcoming general election. The RNC is prepared to pursue all available legal remedies if you fail to respond to this letter or adequately explain the issues discussed above," Spencer concluded. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.